I went through my own paranoia this week with the government because when I went to see Jim Garrison in New Orleans in 1967, and that's the same time that you were being harassed by the FBI, and that's the year that Lyndon Johnson ordered the FBI to get the researchers, blackmail them and photograph mm-hmm. them and so forth. And I went to New Orleans for a few days to present this evidence to Jim Garrison that linked in with his work on the conspiracy. And I thought the plane that I was on would go back to San Francisco, but it stopped at Dallas. And at that time, you know, there was what they said, a bomb on the plane. And they took my luggage and kept my research there for 3 or 4 days. But there were about 100 people on the plane. And they took the Dallas policeman came right up to where I was sitting on the plane and took me to this room and said, "Will you come here?" And all the other passengers were in the main foyer of the airport. And they went through their luggage like you go through customs and everything. And it was a fairly good-sized room, and the two Dallas cops sat at the door so I couldn't get out. And somebody said, "Well, why don't you force your way out?" I got to phone my family, tell them about being late on the connections from San Francisco here. But I had to sit in a chair. It was sort of like, this is Gary Gilmore sitting in a chair in the back of a room. And I stayed there, and then finally I was the last one released, and they went through my luggage. And then when I went to San Francisco, they had kept my books. And when I got home, I was sick, and I went to bed, and everything went around. I usually don't react by getting dizzy, and I was physically, the bed was going around and around, and I was very ill, and I had called a friend who's an attorney, and he also works with doctors. He's at UC Medical School in San Francisco teaching ethics of medicine. He's interested in, works with pharmacies, and he said to me quite casually, "Well, you probably had radiation, that they were giving you radiation." And I said, "You're kidding." I mean, this was in 67, and I wasn't screaming or yelling for my rights. And he said, "You obviously had some doses that they put through the wall or ceiling." And he asked me where I was sitting and where the cops were sitting, you know. And it stayed in the back of my mind, and it wasn't anything I really talked about, but I wondered, am I going to get a cancer, you know, 10 years from now, such as I just read recently that people in prison in Chile were given injections last year. And that they were released from prison 3 years from now, their kidneys will shrivel up and they'll die, and they can't blame the prison condition. And I sat with that, and then last week I had this tumor on my arm for the last 2 years, and I think I really put it off, knowing it was benign, but not wondering, is it cancer or is it just a lump, you know? Uh-huh. And last week I went in the hospital and had this tumor removed from my arm, and the doctor said it was benign, and it wasn't a cancer, and that it could latch the muscle. That's why I had it taken off. But all the time, I mean, I didn't even talk about with family or friends. My mind went back to Dallas in 67. Like, were they doing it then? Or was this one of those chances that you would mm-hmm. have a cancer? I mean, it would show up now. But the what is paranoia and what is legitimate fear when a medical lawyer, a lawyer trained in medicine, is saying very matter-of-factly, yes, they're doing this to people.